Welcome to Tech Talk, a podcast series exploring innovative projects and the minds behind them. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're diving into the world of offline-capable web applications. Joining me is Derek, a software engineer who's been working on a project called Notepad, which is making waves in the realm of note-taking apps. Derek, it's fantastic to have you here.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm glad to be here. And I'm excited to talk about Notepad and its various features.
To kick things off, could you tell us a bit about the overall structure of the Notepad project? How are things organized?
Sure. So, the project is organized into several directories. We have the main assets like CSS and JS in their respective folders, and then there are subtools like the Markdown Editor, Pomodoro Timer, and Rich Text Notes. Each of these tools has its own directory with HTML, CSS, and JS files specifically for them.
That sounds pretty structured. Now, I saw something interesting in the README file about being offline capable. Could you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. Notepad uses the Service Worker API, which allows the app to cache resources and work offline. This means even if you lose your internet connection, you can still access your notes and other features.
That's very convenient, especially in today's world. Now, talking about convenience, I noticed there's a manifest file in the project. What role does it play here?
The manifest file is crucial for turning a web app into a progressive web app, or PWA. It defines how the app should behave when installed on a device, which includes things like its icon, theme color, and start page.
Interesting. So, essentially, Notepad can function like a native app on mobile devices? That's really pushing the boundaries.
Exactly, Sarah. You can install it on your device and use it offline. The features are optimized for a smooth and distraction-free experience.
Now, taking a deeper dive technically, could you talk about anything unique in your JavaScript implementation? Something innovative, perhaps?
One of the unique elements is the handling of themes with local storage. We have a toggle that switches between light and dark modes and remembers the user's preference for future visits. It's about enhancing user experience by keeping their choices consistent.
That's a neat touch. Tell me about the backend or database part. Is there anything users would find particularly interesting here?
Notepad primarily uses local storage for data persistence, which means everything is stored right in your browser. So, there's no central database, ensuring user privacy. Also, it makes the app super fast without the need for server requests.
Privacy is a big deal these days, so it's great to hear you emphasize that. And how does the Notepad app handle interactions among its different components? Any noteworthy architectural patterns?
We use a modular approach to keep components independent. For example, each subtool has clearly defined interactions with unique scripts, so they function reliably in their own domains without interference.
That sounds like a robust setup. Okay, before we wrap up, is there a feature you're personally fond of or one that's received praise from users?
I would say the ambient noise feature is a favorite. You can play sounds like rain or coffee shop ambience to help with focus, which users have really appreciated for concentration and relaxation.
I can see why. Well, Derek, thank you for sharing these insights on Notepad. You've given us a fascinating look into its development and features. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Sarah. It was a pleasure to share.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into Tech Talk. Stay curious and keep exploring the tech world around us. Until next time.